Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's dance, let's party, let's boogie.
Let's find some rip.
Thank you to our guests today, Brooks Boyer, Joe Ostrowski, and Megan Montemurro. Thanks to Ray Diaz for producing all by himself. Studs came in there just to hang out, I think. I don't know if we have to give him credit for actually doing anything, because
I got a board out for the afternoon show.
Ah. But I'm not going to credit you as assisting Ray.
No, I don't deserve credit on this show.
Just making sure. Who's the dude in the back?
Leo Stoddard.
Oh, that's Leo Stoddard.
Stoddard.
I know how to pronounce it.
So
I know.
Put respect on that man's name.
I did. Brandon Fryer helped out as well. And the video guys, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka, we thank them for everything. Another terrific week of Score programming here. And now we send you out to Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Not only is it home of the world's largest sports book, it is the home of Stadium Swim, and it is the locale for the upcoming Spiegel and Parkins, or Parkins and Spiegel show. I caught myself.
Damn you, Bernstein.
How are we today?
Oh, man, I'm feeling like $1 million.
We are delightful today. I'm not hungover. Danny's not hungover. Should be a remarkable show. We had a great night. And, being so proud that you can pronounce Leo's last name, that's a low bar right there, man. You know? It's the least you can do as talent is pronounce the man's name correctly, Bernstein.
That's absolutely true. But I know. I can see it written and know that it's Stoddard, as I've been told. And I don't
is that
need
our
to
first
be
Leo? Do you remember another Leo ever in the history of the Score?
A Score Leo?
I don't have one.
No, I don't have one either. But remember, for about 15 years...
It's a dynamite place to start, don't you?
For about 15 years, Terry and I didn't know any intern's actual name.
Right.
So we probably had three or four, but we just gave the intern a Johnny name.
And we're in Vegas, dude. We're talking about Leo's last name, his first name.
They started it.
Let him cut the tape, but let's talk about Vegas.
I did start it. It's my bad. All right, shutting up now.
Oh, man. We did have a great night. Woke up feeling very refreshed. It's like, because we came here for so long, I feel like it's going to be an every other night thing. Like, I feel like tonight I will be very aggressive.
Okay.
And then tomorrow night it'll be a calmer experience.
Yeah.
That's new me. New mature me. Maybe it had something to do with that we saw a show, and then my wife like flew in and landed late last night, so I didn't want to be a complete mess going back to the hotel room.
There it is.
That's certainly possible.
The babysitter has arrived, folks.
What show?
Also, yeah, but I also had a headache legitimately until like 5 p.m. yesterday.
so that's something to avoid.
I got to take it easy.
Yeah, no, this is my last night tonight. I'm leaving tomorrow night. You guys are all staying the extra night. So
yeah.
We leave at like 6 o'clock. We're going to put Bubby to bed early tonight, and me and Christine are going
to
go
out. So to speak. What show
Someone
did you see?
Oh, Dan. We saw Carrot Top.
Oh, you did? That wasn't a bit?
Dan.
Have you not seen the pictures on the internet?
There are pictures on the internet if you'd like.
Okay. I'm gonna text you right now.
Is Layla
gone? Did Layla stick out?
Yeah, Layla had to go to physical therapy.
Loser.
Bernsey, I don't know what you would have expected, but I can tell you that this show...
I would expect prop comedy.
Well, there was some of that, but this was so much better than any of us expected. He is a very, very funny performer and comic who's crazy, doing improv with like four different voices in his head throughout the entire thing.
Really?
His energy is unbelievable. The stagecraft and production, we were saying the sound man was as good as Tanny. Like, there was a lot going on last night, and it was incredibly funny. We were howling, all of us, at different things. And then we met him after, and he could not have been sweeter and kinder. Like, I leave with so much respect for that guy. Don't you, Danny?
Blown away. Yeah, I mean, we probably will talk about it all show.
Your text didn't go through. I just got, like, an empty little dialogue box.
Oh, that's too bad.
No.
That's so sad for you.
It's a great—well, then, sir, go on Twitter.
There's okay, a lot of that with you, Bernstein.
Yeah.
Empty dialogue.
Yeah. Strays, man.
Wow. Man, that was Tanny getting some years of of Bors and Bernstein stuff.
Early
out right
stray
there.
In there.
We wish Bernstein was here, though. That's the big thing.
In place of me?
Not in place of anybody.
No, because he was here last time in place of me.
Just also here. Just he was in a addition. Very fun Vegas hang.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
And you would have loved this show, Bernsey. Like, because as an appreciator of comedy and performing, right. This is something that we all are glad to now have seen and add into what our reference points are in the business. Dude's playing, what'd you say, Danny, a 360-seat theater, 6 shows a week for 17 years.
God, correct.
How did you get to meet him after?
Speaks has a Carrot Top hookup.
I got a guy?
I got a Carrot Top guy.
He's got a Carrot Top guy.
Yep.
And, I mean, we hung out in the lobby of the theater after everyone had left. 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah, 10, 15
minutes. If that, yeah.
But, I mean, it was great. Just
he was cool.
Could not have been cooler. Answered a bunch of questions. Just conversational. Was very humble. But, yeah, he's approaching 10,000 Vegas shows.
Wow.
He's over 9,800. We were like his 9,861st show last
That's
night.
That's like Vegas Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Correct? That's like Wayne Newton.
He's third all time. He's third all time, right? Or he's third in terms of total running now?
He
showed the graphic last night.
He was voted third best Vegas entertainer, was that it?
Yeah, third best Vegas entertainer.
I thought that was total number of shows.
No, I thought it was just like a Jeff Agress list.
But the whole show was so self-referential with his early bits and him on Star Search. And, like, everything. It was, like, a retrospective of the career as well as current. And he's grinding, right? He's putting out content. He made new content yesterday, and it was in the show.
Yeah, he stopped by
Taylor Swift.
The Allegiant Stadium, because there was a line, like, of dozens of people in the merchandise line.
She's not even there.
And, well, the show, the Taylor Swift show is tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And so 2 days before the show, people were waiting to get merchandise to a show that was, you know, the next day or whatever. And then he, like, did a jump cut to his merchandise line of zero with, like, the world's smallest queue, like a line queue that could hold two people.
It's a bit he thought of yesterday, and they did.
And he just pulled off the side of the road, put it in the show last night. He's like, yeah, it's the first time I've done it. It was great. He was, I mean, and the thing that he said about, like, Tanny, it was, like, scripted. And he probably used, I don't know, 50 bits or props over the course of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the prop would have one line, and then he'd throw it off into the trunk and be on to the next thing. Or it was coordinated with music or something different with the lighting. He had like a mixer.
How many
incredible.
Different songs? How many different music drops, you figure? 300? 400?
Yeah, something like that. It was absurdly good. And I don't want to say I had low expectations because I knew it was going to be solid, but it was just like nonstop. Reference, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Lots of, like, his own things, audio, video pieces that he cuts together
right.
to make them funny. You know, like, just, like, you know, clips from the president or whatever that he chops up to cater to, like, to punch up one of his jokes.
Yes.
And then, boom, he just keeps it moving. But it's nonstop for the entire hour plus of just, like, you know, there are no dead moments in the show at all.
It was super tight, and he obviously has. He said that there's, like, three people on headset. The lighting guy, the sound guy, and him all following along with the shot sheet. And a couple of those... Yeah, his front of house guy has been with him for 21 years.
It's apparently. Very old school and just it's bang, yes. bang, bang, joke, 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 joke.
There isn't another act like it.
I don't know.
I think he's completely.
It felt old.
I mean, Rip Taylor like isn't performing anymore. I mean, right,
but that's the thing, Bernsey. Like, he loved Gallagher and told an incredibly poignant Gallagher story about seeing him as a kid. And so it's part of that lineage, but. He's going to keep working until he's 70 if he stays healthy and alive.
That's only 12 years from now.
It could be.
Yeah. He's 58.
Oh, is he 58?
Yeah.
Yeah, and, no, I was guessing high 50s.
Now,
yeah.
I wonder, did you talk to him about the performance of the basketball team from his alma mater, Florida Atlantic University?
We did not.
Oh, sounds wow. like someone's reading Wikipedia.
Yeah, I shouldn't say alma mater because it doesn't say that he graduated. It just says that he enrolled at FAU in Boca Raton.
But, that's hilarious. No, but he had good sports stuff. He had a baseball joke that I'd never heard, which was brilliant and seemed so simple and intuitive. Do we share it, or do I let Carrot Top have it? You know?
Well, I mean, it's his joke whether we share it or not.
That's a good point.
Well, there's so many folks here from Chicago that are here with us today, so we don't want to spoil the show for them, you know? Yeah.
Here's the baseball joke, Bernsie, that you hit a home run and you have to run around the bases. What the hell is that? You strike out, you just walk back to the dugout. It should be the other way around. You strike out, you should have to run around the bases as a penalty for striking out. You homer, you just get to go back to the dugout, high five everybody and sit down.
Oh, man.
It was so simple, but I was like, why have I never thought of that? It's great.
Dan, he had a Green Bay Packers helmet with a Kleenex box in it.
For all the times Aaron Rodgers cries.
Yes.
And for Packer fans, you know, for their tears. And of course, there's the baseball bat with the This is a classic Carrot Top bit, the baseball bat with the hand attached to the bottom so you can grab your crotch while you're taking your warm-up swings.
I wonder if he has every helmet and then it depends on who bought the tickets. Or if there's enough Chicago people that are always in Vegas that the
just
Packer
topical.
One works.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers is in the news. I don't know if you've been following along.
No, I know, but I'm sure he can swap out these different jokes as needed.
Dan, in the middle of the show, this he walks through the crowd. He does like an Ellen DeGeneres dance break and walks through the crowd. And then obviously he knows that like his assistant tells him, hey, in these seats, you've got Chicago people. So he comes over to us and he shakes everybody's hand and said, oh, you guys are the one from Chicago. Carrot Top.
He walked through the whole row, you know, 20 people in the row. And we're the six seats on the end. And when he gets to us and he's shaking literally everyone's hands, he's like, oh, you guys are the Chicago guys. It's like unbelievable. Like working it into the act, man. He passing out shots.
So much better than you would think.
Yeah,
and better than
he
needs to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He could coast if he wanted to. He is not coasting.
He's evolved because you think of like other like quote unquote gimmick comics like Jeff Dunham, the ventriloquist. Like I don't know what Jeff Dunham can do to level up to that stature, but Carrot Top has done that.
He's
you
done
know,
it.
Giving you, you know, everything, more bang for your buck, you know. So
I think that's true.
Tanny said that there was another industry that he could see himself working in. Or that you right?
Yeah,
you
being an AV guy for a comedian of that stature out here.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have to stay here forever.
Yeah. I just have to make sure that the medium of stand-up comedy eventually goes in that direction where they need audio-video guys.
Which
it may.
Yeah, I don't exactly think... Carrot Top may be wonderful and surprisingly professional and personable, but as far as the leading edge of comedy, I wouldn't... I wouldn't exactly
How
say...
How dare you?
He's pushing
hater.
It.
Bernsie's a hater!
Dan, you don't think Carrot Top is innovating comedy?
Not anymore.
I just need Bill Burr to develop that sort of presence for a stage show. Yeah. And then I'm right there.
Oh, Bill Burr's props would be hilarious.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was a thing.
So we had a blast.
Are we up or are we down each individually?
I'm down $40. Okay. I played roulette last night.
I'm down more than that.
I'm up every day of my life. And being on here with these guys, way up.
I'm down an extra $40 from where I was. So I'm down like $240. I discovered the Bellagio poker room last night, and I was only there for like an hour. Maybe a little less. I want to go back and spend either 5 or 9 or 14 hours there sometime. Like, take a break and go have Chinese food there at the Bellagio and go back for another 6 hours. Like, I need to do a session, hardcore day or two session there. I've never done that.
What did Danny call roulette? It was like the game for people
simple
who suffered brain injuries?
I did not say that.
Yes.
I
think
simple,
you did.
Developed by Dr. Ben and Omalu.
I said,
tell them the truth.
I was thinking of the name, and I couldn't remember the name.
Well, I worked with Bernstein for so many years, of course I remember it.
Yeah, that's right.
I said it's the simple man.
Oh, okay.
Say it to my face, now that I played
sure?
it. Say it to my face.
You played roulette.
Yeah, simple man.
In the D.
The
game.
In the D?
We did go to the D,
The D.
The game for children who ingest
lead paint. When you guys are elderly, you went to bed, Danny and I went out.
I was last man standing the first night, and these guys were last man standing last night.
We were comped tickets to the the Fremont Street Experience.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. It's free. Yeah.
Dan, how much did you pay for yours when you went?
The Fremont Street Experience?
Fremont Street Experience.
That's where I broke my tooth and was in horrible, horrible pain. I got one of those big slushy drinks and like the blue lemonade thing with the vodka in it, and that's when I took one sip and the cold like got into my back molar that I cracked, and then I had to come home and have surgery immediately. Crack! Whoa. Give me crack! Yeah. And then there was like a homeless guy like peeing on a wall.
Yeah. Just one?
Yeah. Just one wall. Yeah. He might have done other walls, I don't know. Depends how much he was. I mean, I'm sure there are other walls to have been.
They pee on the walls and they make you art out of palm leaves.
Well, and
they're all sitting in those little circles on Fremont,
right.
Yeah. Making you art out of palm leaves.
The scantily clad gals that were out there had to wear down jackets.
Oh.
That's how chilly it is.
You know, nothing is as sad as a hooker in a down jacket, is it?
A memoir. my memory of Fremont Street, too, is I looked over and I saw that there was a little shop and it had a sign on the top. And it said Indian jewelry. And I remember I looked at Beth and I said, well, that's kind of interesting and exotic.
That somebody, Native American?
That somebody here would bring jewelry from India. And then as I walk over to him, I'm like, oh.
That's amazing.
Oh, okay.
I remember there
that's,
was
that's
like,
really nice of you to give Fremont Street the benefit of the doubt, though.
I did. I'm like, that's what you mean. Maybe they have Pakistani jewelry as well. Who knows? Maybe Nepali. Maybe Bangladesh. Oh.
Yeah, not so much.
No.
Not here.
We had a great time watching basketball. There's a tournament going on out here, which is a nice side benefit. Yeah, a nice side benefit. Watching lots of hoops with our guy Derek Stevens, who is Danny is. How's it going? How's Operation Impress Derek Stevens going?
I mean, listen, it just comes so naturally to me. We get along great. He gets along great with everybody because he's in hospitality. But no,
that's a good read.
I want him to be my best friend, and as long as he acknowledges me as a person that he knows, I'm fine. He owns casinos.
Yeah, he does.
We got the bro hug late last
night. Yeah, he recognized us drunk last night.
We got
the three of us.
The three of us.
You weren't there.
Yeah. I'm jealous. Yeah. I envy the bro hug.
Yeah, we got the hammer. And end of the night, Derek Stevens, bro. Wow.
1 o'clock in the morning.
My God.
It was great.
Burns, you would have loved the conversations I had with a guy who is the a lawyer for the Glazer family, the owners of the Buccaneers.
I actually know a lawyer for the Glazer family.
Well, of course
not
you
surprisingly.
Do.
They need a lot.
Yeah. Right.
Do you know what he does? If he does real estate, he probably knows my friend.
I don't know, but we talked about the Wilpons and the Mets, and he showed me a text from a Wilpon. So yeah,
you had a night.
Yeah, we learned some stuff yesterday. Out here working. That's what we're doing.
I wonder which card wins: text from Wilpon or picture with Carrot Top.
Picture with Carrot Top.
I think so too.
I don't know.
I promise you.
Hooker with a down jacket. You know. I mean, they got a lot of options from our couple days here. Oh, by the way, Mark Wahlberg was on the show yesterday.
Yeah.
Which is outrageous.
Did you hear that 30 seconds?
I saw it on Twitter, yeah.
It was glorious.
It'll be in the open, spoiler alert.
Hell yeah.
There we go.
So excited.
And there's a chance that Carrot Top calls in today. We'll see. So
the top.
The top. We decided the top.
You don't just call him Scott? I mean, doesn't he? I mean,
he came out, and I was like, hey, look, it's the top. And he said, oh, the top. I like that. Has anybody ever done that?
Someone in my mention said, we saw the toppers last year.
The toppers.
Yeah, you don't know what to call them.
Caro.
Carrot Top.
Rut. You know, toppy. I have no idea.
Yeah.
The top feels good.
Topo.
You're the top.
The big
You're
top.
The Coliseum. Exactly. Not many show tunes in the Carrot Top show last night. A distinct lack of Cole Porter, Bernsey.
Ah, damn it.
I know. I was offended.
I think George Wallace now is nothing but Cole Porter. So
that's Vegas, baby.
Yep.
Shane, what was the Titanic exhibit over there at the Luxor?
Oh my God.
What the hell was that thing?
So you're walking through the Luxor, Dan. You're trying to find the sign for the theater for Carrot Top.
Oh, my God.
And up on the guidance thing, it says Titanic / Bodies.
What does that even mean?
And it's two separate exhibits. Like, you go in that direction for the Titanic exhibit
okay.
and the Bodies exhibit.
What's the Bodies exhibit?
I don't know, but they shouldn't put that next to each other on the directional sign. Titanic / Bodies.
And it's got corpses?
It's Jay Zawoski and Rick Kemp.
I'm trying to have a residency.
Oh, no.
Timmy's just. Oh my God. Can't be sitting there talking about win shares in the NBA.
Tugging on his shirt.
Tanny had a Modelo at the Circa Bar last night in honor of Tanny.
He owns Modelo. He has his intellectual property.
He needs that endorsement for the I'm Fat podcast. Brought to you by Modelo.
Oh my God.
So yeah, that what are we doing today? Carrot Top might come on the show, but we don't know about that. We're going to have, what do we have today?
Sean King.
Steve Stone later on in the show.
And Jeff Goodman are coming on the show. Jeff Goodman's broadcasting from right next door. Sean King works at VSiN, which broadcasts every day from Stadium Swim. And then Steve Stone works for NBC Sports Chicago. He's the White Sox analyst.
And I'm super psyched for number 4 on the top 30 favorite ball players. It's been such a fun list to do. And people are now, like, on Twitter and elsewhere trying to guess what the top 4 are and what order. So we reveal number 4 today at 4:45.
Before you have Stoney on, did you guys hear what he and Jason Benetti were discussing yesterday regarding the jobs that Stoney held in the off seasons in the minors?
I sent the link to Tanny, but I haven't heard it.
Yes, oh, my God.
I need to hear it.
You have to hear it. I'm not going to tell you how to do your show.
We're going to set it up before Stoney comes on.
It's fantastic.
You're not going to tell us how to do our show today?
Not today.
Does that mean
it's Friday?
That's a usual thing.
Yeah, it's Friday. Yeah. I'm not going to bother. You're not going to listen anyway.
Yeah,
that's true.
So I will, however.
Yeah, please listen.
Hold on. What?
Mitch has just found two ladies and brought them into our cabana.
Mitch is giving two random women margaritas.
Is that
in
what's
our
happening?
Cabana.
What?
In Vegas.
I mean, I wanted
to broadcast on a 50,000-watt blowtorch.
Yeah,
they won the margarita bet.
They did. It's an actual margarita.
Congratulations!
Bet.
Did they have to take off their down jackets?
It's certainly possible.
Not a down jacket in sight, baby.
It's certainly possible.
Afternoon's off to a hell of a start.
Oh, my goodness.
Guys, have fun. Be careful. It's like my kid. Be safe. Be smart.
Thank you.
Stay in touch.
Thanks, Pops. We appreciate you.
All right, Burnsy. See you later. Tanny's open. We'll kick us off. Park at the Spiegel on the score. Nice to meet you, ladies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.